Killer Joe.
Hey, man.
Yeah, what's that?
You remember Funky Mama?
Yeah.
That was one of my best recordings, baby.
Oh, that was bad.
Alligator Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Midnight Creeper.
Yeah.
I don't play nothing but funky music, baby.
Funky music is in.
And you know why I do that?
Why?
Because everything I play going to be funky.
Keys ESU Stanford, entering the third hour of this three-hour special blues excursion, delving into the aspects, all aspects of talking blues. For the last 2 hours, brought you some of the deep and down, some of the dark, some of the heavy. It's going to get a little lighter now. But remember, you know, sometimes you don't have to say much. Sometimes just maybe one word will get it. You know what I mean? Maybe we could all try that sometime.
It's midnight.
Before it's too late, trying to get away from that jailbait.
It's a rough temptation, but a common invitation and a good association, but a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas, for goodness sake. 15, 16, 17, that's jailbait. Now they swear that they're in love, that you and her are by stars above, and she's looking mighty good, just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go, but you know it all. You have yourself a ball, and now that it is too late, as you look from cell number 8, I tried to tell you, old mate, seventeen and a half is still jailbait. So tomorrow's the date for the trial of jailbait. And this you watch and see, the young girl will go free, and you'll get 1 to 3. So out the door she walks, to another man she talks. Before you can count from 1 to 8, another man in for jailbait.
Please, Mr. Judge, if you just let me go this time, I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother none 15. I ain't gonna bother none 16. I ain't gonna bother none 17. I ain't gonna mess with none 18. I'ma leave that 20 old ones alone too. I'ma get my girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't gonna bother young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge.
Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. But will you please pass the biscuits down, please? Will you pass the biscuits down, please? I can't understand it. I go out and work and slave, and all my kinfolks do is play. Look at Uncle John down there. He's had 4 biscuits already. No wonder he got 4 chins. And there's Aunt Lucy down at the other end. I thought she was on a diet. If she ain't had 8 biscuits, she ain't had none. Excuse me, Uncle Bill, but will you please pass the biscuits, please? Will you pass the biscuits, please? Them biscuits sure is disappearing fast. I wish they would just look down this way. Maybe I can get Mary's attention. Say, Mary, will you please pass the biscuits, please? The only time they come down is for wedding, funerals, and reception. You take old cousin Jeff. I ain't seen him in 2 years. And he don't even know I'm here. All he sees is them biscuits. I don't want to reach over Betty, cause Grandma says that's ill manners, she said. But this meat ain't no good without no bread. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Or will you please pass the biscuits, please? I got enough taters and some yellow gravy. I sure wish they would just pass one of them biscuits. Look at it. It's almost finished and I ain't even started eating yet. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Say, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I don't know why they Emma put them biscuits down at the other end of the table. Hey, will you pass the biscuits, please? Hey, will you please pass the biscuits, please? Now there's one more biscuit left. Maybe if I get up and walk down the other end of the table, I might get that one. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. Say, no, wait, wait, Uncle Jeff. Wait, wait, please, wait. No. Well, I'll be doggone. He done ate up the last biscuit. I wanted the biscuits.
Outside of Chicago lived a guy named Jack, whose dream it was to someday own a Cadillac. He gambled for his money. The first thing you know, up popped Jack in a brand new Eldorado. It didn't matter, he had no place to stay. He slept in his car at night and he drove all day, hustling for a living. He could really shoot pool and didn't think it was necessary to stay in school. A long white Cadillac was his claim to fame, and every year he bought a new one to keep up his name.
What's the dude's name?
Cadillac Jack. Sure was a man. Life was good to Jack, and he thought he had it made, till he started fooling around with another fella's maid. Jack had a way with women that he couldn't understand, why this girl refused him to stay with her man. Jack said, now listen, baby, and grabbed her by the arm, 'cause he just had to show her how good he could charm. With no word of warning came a bust of life, as Jack made his final mistake that night.
Talking real loud, drawing a crowd, you knew his name really made him proud.
What's the dude's name?
Cadillac Jack. Joe was a man. Now Jack was a legend on our side of town. Bad the girl's boyfriend shot him down. A few days later, Jack was flat on his back, getting his last ride in a long, long, black, black Cadillac.
Shopping for a suit the other day and walked into the department store. Stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, now what can I do for you? I said, well, go in there and show me all the sport clothes like you supposed to. He said, well, sure, come on in, buddy, dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. He said,
Pick yourself out one. Try it on. Stand in the mirror and dig yourself.
Ooh.
That suit's pure herringbone.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a suit I'd like to own.
Ooh.
Buddy, that suit is you.
For the businessman, you featuring the natural shoulder that retail, wholesale, and indeed. It's got the custom cuffs and the walking chalk, he said.
And I'm gonna let you have that steel.
And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two button western model, he said.
Nah, ain't that nice?
Ooh.
Them buttons are solid gold.
You made a deal, so.
Ooh, that collar's pure camel hair.
Ooh, and you can just set that right there on that chair.
Then you get that paper and let me sign on the dotted line. And I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Now wait a minute, buddy. Let me go back and do a little checking on you.
Then the man, he come back, he say, I'm sorry, my man, but your
credit didn't go through.
Why, what you mean?
Ooh,
ain't this a shame? My heart's in pain.
Ooh.
Pure herringbone.
But that's a suit you will never own.
Lord have mercy. I got a good job sweeping up every day.
Did a real fine thing named Red Riding Hood. One day Red's mama said, honey, your grandma's uptight, you hear? And I fixed up some chitlins and okra and black-eyed peas and some cornbread and pig's foot and northern beans and rice. And I'd like her to fall by a crib and whoop it on her. Crazy, said Red, so she started off through the woods. Little she know that the big bad wolf was making a local scene on a one-night. He fell out from behind the timber. He said, baby, give me some skin. Sorry, Daddy-O, said Red, I gotta make it over my grandma's crib. Mama heard she was sick and thought she might like to pick up on some sticks. I'll dig you later, said the wolf. He made over grandma's house post-haste. While the old lady up disguised himself in her night clothes and stashed himself between the lily white. Red came upon the scene, which was a 21-story project made out of zigzag papers and scotch tape. And applying her hairy knuckles to the door, she laid down a crazy paradiddle and said, man, it's a raid. Said the wolf, what you got in the basket, sugar? Same old junk, said Red. Baby, don't put it down, said the wolf. I got it, said Red, it's getting heavy. Grandma, what great big eyes you have. That's a better to dig your tail feather with, my dear. Grandma, your process is out of sight. Yeah, I got myself straight on the south side. I don't want to sound square and ask for your draft card, but where's my grandma? Your grandma's gone, said the wolf. Don't hand me that jive, said Red, which infuriated the wolf so much that he leapt out of bed and began chasing Red around the room. Little did he know that the wolf season had opened that day and a nearby hunter was hit. He came on the scene and kicked down the door. Knocked out the window. Stepped on the grass.
Good grass or bad grass?
Oh, it was good grass.
Yeah,
he came in and saw a big bad wolf chasing Little Red Riding Hood around the bedroom, and he shot Little Red Riding Hood. Yeah, ran off and married the wolf. You know why?
Why?
Because it was a fairy tale.
Listen up here, friends. I want to tell you about a cat that moved here from way down south. Got $7,000 worth of diamonds and gold teeth staring at you from his mouth. Now, he don't play no guitar, but with the women, he's daddy sweets. Wear $2,000 Fuji silk suits and very endangered species on his feet. Jimbo could set one hell of a tone. Bubba, I'm talking to you here. Big Jim was nailed to the bone. He knew all the guys and all the bands that ever blew through town. Copped his vines on Maxwell Street long before they tore it down. Jake and all the rest worked his show on and off stage as MC, valet, driver, or special guest. Didn't need no Nikes, Air Jordans, or cell phones. Sun up or sun down, 7 days a week, Jimbo was nailed to the bone. Say, Jimbo, let me hold a few till my hunchback brother straightens up. Yeah, he had him a whole block of Cadillac, a couple of Lincolns too, thick and thin, stingy brims, all in baby blue. Now, he didn't like nobody too much. He disliked everybody just the same. Stacy Adams was his only friend. Three-card Monty was his game. Each arm, when he'd head for home, you'd hear him repeat up and down the street, "Woo! Big Jim, yeah, he's nailed to the bone. Nailed to the bone." His hair was dyed, fried, and laid to the side, stacked high as Georgia cotton. His pockets was deep, his gold was long, his presence wasn't easily forgotten. Cleaner than Dr. Horse, who learned it all by hanging at his throne. Jack, I'm here to tell you, Big Jim was nailed to the bone. Finally, Jim Dunn hit the figure, and now his gold is long. He got right with a little taste of Lotto and headed straight to Eli's pawn. Haven't seen him for a while, not quite sure where he's gone. Word on the street is he split for St. Pete after he called in all his loans. His rap is strong, his bread's long, and Jimbo's nailed to the bone. Nailed to the bone. Say, that looks like Jim over there. Nah, can't be. Last I heard, he was Crowley or somewhere down in Texas on the Gulf.
Entering the last half hour of this talking blues session. Yes, blues talks. Enough of this, yeah, you know. Everybody's talking today, and most of them are lying. That was Big Walter Shufflesworth off a Mountaintop Records release called the West Coast Blues Sessions, Volume 1, I think, called Nailed to the Bone. He borrowed that from Dr. Horse. Dr. Horse, of course, gave us that tough one, that Jack, that cat was clean. But it was a fine rendition of the song, all it was, and as well. And Walkin' Blues, 15 years of Mountaintop Productions is where that came from. Also in that set. Yeah, we heard from the Coasters with Shopping for Clothes. We heard from Alberto Gianquinto, the piano player in James Cotton's band when he was with Verve Records. And Alberto gave us Who's Afraid of Little Red Riding Hood. That came off the Pure Cotton album on Verve. And in that set, we also heard from Andre Williams, three in a row. Jailbait, Pass the Biscuits, and Cadillac Jack. I'm having a ball doing this show today. It doesn't always have to be so serious. And, of course, top of the set, I said maybe one word will get it sometimes. And, of course, Pete Guitar Lewis with his Oh Midnight. And I don't know who that woman was, but I'll tell you what. She just had that one phrase, Oh Midnight, and that was enough. And now, back to the show. This portion of KZSU's broadcast is being underwritten by Vinyl Solution Records of San Mateo. Vinyl Solution Records has been serving the community for over 28 years, and they feature new and used 33 and 45 RPM records. Also, CDs, DVDs, tapes, posters, musical equipment, and instruments. Vinyl Solution Records also buys, sells, trades, and provides special orders. Also featuring live in-store performances by local bands. Open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Vinyl Solution Records is located at 151 West 25th Avenue in San Mateo. Their phone number in the 650 area code is 571-0440. On the web at VinylSolutionRecords.com or on Facebook. And once again, we'd like to thank the generous underwriting support of Vinyl Solution Records of San Mateo. Okay, now it's time to round out this three-hour Talking Blues special. And, of course, it wouldn't be Talking Blues if it wasn't for this next gentleman, I believe. We got this. We share the same birthday. And not the same year, but the same day, March 15th. Here it is, the man himself, Lightnin' Hopkins, Mr. Charlie.
Once in the country, there was a little boy. Every morning that he would go to the table with his little two sisters and brothers, you know, he would go there. He couldn't talk, but his mother didn't know what was wrong with him. So she would go to the table in the morning. She'd fix breakfast. She'd fix toast and coffee, you know, for coffee for herself, toast and eggs for the children. And she would ask him, say, what you want this morning? Oh, Mama, toast and milk. You know, things like that, you know. Little old boy, he couldn't talk good. So she asked him, said, what you want, son? She said, hush. See, I'll tell you what you do. You just hush. I'll just go bring you what I bring the rest of them. Because one of these days, I'm going to learn you how to talk. She going back and she fixes. Next morning, same thing. So what your children want this morning? Yeah, butter and toast, Mama. Get around to the little old boy. I said, what you want? He said, he said, Lord, have mercy. That's what Mama said. And she walked away. He said, wonder what's wrong with my child. He heard him. But you know, the little boy couldn't do no better. So after he found out that Mama couldn't understand him and he couldn't understand the way that Mama was doing him, he packed up his little flour sack and he decided that he would leave. So when he left, on his way, he run up on an old rolling mill, what they call Mr. Charlie. So he walked up to Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie was working around his rose bush and thing. So he takes a he was aiming to Mr., but he didn't know his name at the time. The man straightened up and said, my name is Charlie. He said, he said, well, boy, I ain't got time to fool with you. You can't work. He said, me can work. So the man went on to work. He kissed him again. He said, me want a home. He said, look, boy, I got an old bunkhouse out here in the back. Saying, if you promise me that you will stay in this bunkhouse and watch my meal and keep the fire from burning my meal down, say, I live two blocks up the road. Say, and if you see the meal's on fire, so you run up there and tell me the meal's on fire, you got a home with me as long as I got it. Thank you, Mr. Charlie. So the little boy went to bunking back there. Sure enough, last one Sunday morning, Mr. Charlie's meal caught on fire, which he forgot about what he had told the little boy, and the little boy run up to him. He was cleaning out his front yard, making it beautiful with them rose bushes. You know how you get them red rose bushes, you know. And the little boy run up there and pitched him on his back. And he raised up and said, hey, son, say, here you is again. Yeah. And he was pointing back toward the mill, trying to tell him his rolling mill was on fire. So Mr. Charlie said, I ain't got time to fool with you. So the little boy stuttered too bad for him to understand. So when Mr. Charlie stooped over again, he patted him on the back. Said, rope. He said, wait a minute. He said, if you can't talk, just sing. And he hollered, oh, Mr. Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Mr. Charlie, your rolling mill is burning down. Middle Charlie, see if you ain't got no water, boy. Just let that old mill burn on down. Little boy was lonesome. He walked off and cried, he said. Back in the city one more time. Whoa, Mr. Charlie, I won't have no place to stay. Mr. Charlie, I won't have no place to stay. Mr. Charlie said, boy, you'll have a home with me. Just as long as there is a day. other side, he'd tell him one more time. And he hollered at him. Oh, Mr. Charlie. Do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Little Charlie, see if you ain't got no water, boy. Just let that old mill burn on down.
First wife left me, boy. Put me out on the highway. When my first wife quit me, put me out on the highway. Ever since that day, boy, my life haven't been the same. I left my wife and my baby. She was only 4 days old. I left my wife and my baby boy. Little girl was only 4 days old. I've been drinking, I've been gambling. Lord, drinking my life away. Yes, sir. Sitting down here thinking this morning, Lord, about my wife and child. I'm sitting down here thinking and drinking early this morning, Lord, about my wife and child. Hope she ain't learned to call another man daddy. Lord, and that keeps on worrying me. Lord knows that's worried me. Ain't but the one thing, boy. Lord knows that's worried me. I hope she ain't learned to call daughter man daddy. You know she don't, she wouldn't know me no more. Been a long, long time since I've seen my baby's face. Yes, it is. been a long, long time, a long time, boy, since I seen my baby's pretty little face. I'm sitting down here thinking, boy, Lord, I know she got a brand new man. I've seen my baby's face. You know it's been a dread long time, boy, since I've seen my baby's face. I've been drinking, I've been gambling, boys, drinking both night and day. If I get my wife back again, I ain't gonna drink and gamble no more. Get my wife back again, boy, I ain't gonna drink, I ain't gonna gamble no more. I'm gonna stay at home and live. Lord, I'm gonna live like a good man, sure. I'm gonna stay at home with my wife and my family, boy. Lord, I ain't gonna drink no more.
When did you write Black, Brown, and White?
Well, I wrote Black, Brown, and White in 1939, it was. Well, I started singing in 1939 because I was working at a foundry at that time. And, well, I was a molder. Well, I went from a bench molder to a floor molder, making different patterns to make things out of. And it was, they hired a fella there and put him to work with me. And he worked with me for about, I guess, around a month. And then he got to be the boss there. And that's why, and he would tell me what to do after that. After I learned him what I know, then he got to be the boss there. And so then he was telling me how I should do these things. So after that, I just wrote a song. This song was fact it's written about my life. It's a lot of people don't like it because of the word get back. Well, it's a lot of people in the world have never had to get back, but I wrote it because I had to get back. This little song that I'm singing about people you know is true. If you black and gotta work for a living now, this is what they would say to you. This is, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I was in a place one night, they was all having fun. They was all buying beer and wine, but they would not sell me none. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, you'd stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. To employ me at office, the number that I got in line. They called everybody's number, but they never did call mine. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, you'd stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. Me and a man is working side by side. This is what it meant. They was paying him $1 an hour, and they was paying me 50 cents. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I hope built this country, and I fought for it too. Now I guess that you can see what a black man have to do. This is, if you was white, she's all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I hope win sweet victory with my little plying hoe. Now I want you to tell me, brother, what you gonna do about the old Jim Crow. Now if you's white, she's all right. If you's brown, stick around. But if you's black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back.
And that concludes the Blues Talking session of this particular program. Going to go out with one more, but I do want to give you one more piece of information. That was Big Bill Brunzy, by the way, doing Black, Brown, and White. Also in that set was Lightnin' Hopkins and John Lee Hooker. And we do want to say thank you to the makers of the new movie Boyhood for their underwriting support. Made over 12 years with the same actors by Richard Linklater, the director of School of Rock, Boyhood shows a boy growing up from age 6 to 18. The movie features music by Arcade Fire, Vampire Weekend, and much more. For more information or to find out theater near you, you can visit boyhoodmovie.com. And once again, we'd like to thank the makers of Boyhood for their underwriting support. And to go out on this note, stand by for Don and Global Warming in place of Joseph and the Iron Skillet. And the only thing I can play that I think is most appropriate at this point in time would be Sonny Boy Williamson and Why Not? Don't Start Me Talking.
You know that.
Down the roses, stop at Fannie Mae. Gonna tell Fannie what I heard. A boyfriend said, don't start me talking. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, cause somebody's got to go. Jack give his wife two $2, go downtown and get some market. Gets out on the streets. Old George stopped her. He knocked her down and black in the eye. She gets back home. Tell her husband a lie. Don't start me talking. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this scene and find somebody's got to go. Some money, go to the beauty shop. She honked his horn. She began to stop. Said, "Take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop where I can get my hair side. Don't start me talking. I'll tell you."